A new series of computer ads has caught the eye of Seth Stevenson. He's the ad critic for the online magazine Slate. Seth isn't sure he likes the spots, but he knows they're talking to him.
When I review ads, I often face an obstacle. I'm not in the target demographic. Am I really in a position to judge, say, whether an adult diaper ad is on the mark? Incontinence is a health issue that has, knock on wood, not yet hit my radar screen. But in the case of Apple Computer's new campaign for the Mac, I'm smack in the middle of the target demo. I'm a PC user, and I've often considered switching to an Apple. So let's see how well the spots speak to me. We see two men standing side by side in front of a featureless white background.
Hello, I'm a Mac.
That's the man on the right, a younger guy dressed in jeans.
Hello, I'm a PC.
That's the guy on the left, who wears dorky glasses, ill-fitting khakis, and a jacket and tie. In each spot, the two debate the merits of a Mac versus a PC, and you can guess which machine comes out on top.
Zentite, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I have that virus that's going around.
Oh, yeah.
You better stay back. This one's a doozy.
That's okay, I'll be fine.
No, do not be a hero. Last year, there were 114,000 known viruses for PCs.
PCs? Not Macs. So, you just grab this
one. I think I got a crash.
Hey, if you feel like that'll help, good.
As a member of the target demo, I feel equipped to say, these ads don't work on me. They're conceptually brilliant, beautifully executed, and very entertaining, but they don't make me want to buy a Mac. Let's talk about the good news first. The spots are directed by Phil Morrison, who also directed Junebug, my favorite film of last year. And the campaign is a marvel of clarity and simplicity.
I'm into doing fun stuff like movies, music, podcasts, stuff like that.
I also do fun stuff like timesheets and spreadsheets and pie charts.
No slogans, no video effects, no voiceovers, and lots of clean white space. My problem with these ads begins with the casting. As the Mac character, actor Justin Long is just the sort of unshaven, hoodie-wearing, hands-in-pockets hipster we've always imagined when we picture a Mac enthusiast. He's perfect. Too perfect. It's like Apple is parodying its own image while also cementing it. If the idea was to reach out to new types of consumers, they ought to have used a different type of actor. Meanwhile, the PC is played by John Hodgman, contributor to The Daily Show and This American Life, and all-around dry wit extraordinaire. Even as he plays the chump in these Apple spots, his humor and likability are evident. Hodgman gets all the laugh lines, and Mr. Mac comes off as a smug little twit.
iLife. Comes on every Mac.
iLife. Well, I have some very cool apps that are bundled with me.
Well, like what do you got?
Calculator.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Clock.
The final straw for me is that the spots make unconvincing claims. The one titled Network has a funny bit where a new digital camera from Japan is represented by a Japanese woman in a mini dress. While Hodgman has trouble talking with the woman, Long speaks Japanese and shares giggles with her because, as he says, everything just kind of works with a Mac.
Ah, arigato.
Now, I happen to have a digital camera from Japan, and it works just fine with my PC. It did from the moment I connected it. Why insult my intelligence by telling me something that I know isn't true? I give this Apple campaign a C+. I can see how these ads might be effective with inexperienced computer users. But if you're a PC user, these ads are more likely to irritate you than convert you.
That's opinion from Seth Stevenson. He writes the Ad Report Card column for the online magazine Slate.